Many men think this, but in my case, it's true. I really have the greatest wife and friend, and the two are one and the same. That's quite a blessing, wouldn't you say? She and I have been married 13 and a half years, and it seems to just get better and better. Now, hang on. To prove how sweet our marriage is and why I say she's the greatest wife, let me tell you a quick little story about what happened on two different days last week. You see, I use a CPAP breathing machine, and I hand wash my mask and the distilled reservoir tank. I do this every day, each and every day, over and over. It seems at times that I meet myself walking out of the bathroom door from the previous morning when I washed them both then, as I'm walking into to wash them on the current day. I wash them over and over. So this one day, I decided I was tired of hand-washing them both, and instead, I decided to give the reservoir a good washing by itself, meaning I was going to put it in the dishwasher. What could it hurt, I thought. I wash plastic stuff all the time, and aluminum. Plus, it'll be really clean from the dishwasher soap and the high temperature. So, I slip into the kitchen unseen and open the dishwasher, slip in a soap packet, and get ready to close the door to fire it up. Notice I said slip into the kitchen. I say it this way because sometimes my wife offers me unrequested, excellent advice. It's always good advice. Did I mention it's excellent? Well, guess what? She popped into the kitchen, spotted me, and said, "I wouldn't do that." "Do what?" I asked sheepishly. I can feel that she's going to offer me some excellent, unsolicited, good advice. And she does. "You're putting your CPAP doohickey thing in the dishwasher? I wouldn't do that." "Oh, well, why not?" "I don't think it would be good for it." I then explain all my great positive reasoning and pretty much guarantee the wash's success. "Well, okay, I guess." So, you know, I hear that as my thumbs up. I wash it. It doesn't melt, as I know you're thinking, and it comes out great, super clean. Now, the next weekend we travel, and my CPAP won't work that night when I plug it in. I try everything. The second night, while we were there, it works fine. And the following night, ChatGPT says it must be the electric cord. While packing to return home, I noticed the homeowner's cat must have jumped up and wet the bed right next to my suitcase. Odd. She's never done that before, I hear. Well, the next morning, my wife notified me that she had cleaned up about a half cup of water on the table next to my CPAP machine. When I pick up the water reservoir, water continuously drips out of the thing at all the seams. I look at her, she at me. I say, "I think I need a new one of these, too, in addition to the electric cord." My sweet wife adds, "Yes, I suppose you do." That's all she said. When I bought a new water reservoir, I told the clerk this story. She asks, "What did your wife say?" "Nothing at all," I replied. She just smiled a little, knowing smile. Then I smiled back. Did I mention that I have the world's greatest wife and the world's greatest friend? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.